Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back again. Society has gone nuts. Worse than I expected. That's not true. I expected it to go nuts, but not quite this extreme. That's probably a better way to put it. And the thing is, you know, I know pretty brilliant people. I would argue my brother is a very brilliant person. He was learning Pascal back before Pascal was a common thing. And, you know, if I were to ask him, I'm sure that he would have a stance that kind of is passive. He would kind of just roll with it. It is what it is and deal with it. He used to be a fighter. Both of my brothers used to be fighters. I don't know about my other brother, if he's still a fighter. I suspect he still has tendencies of it, but he probably gave in to some degree. I did talk to some friends from ages ago, and they have confirmed at least one of them for sure. And I'm pretty sure the rest would too. They have confirmed for me that there's a little bit remaining of the rebellious nature that used to define people and the ability to stand and say, you know, this is what it is. And, you know, there needs to be a level of acceptance of who we are and why, you know, because we're not going to give in of ourselves. And it's kind of gone awry, unfortunately. I'm not sure why. I suspect why, but I'm not sure why. It's a raw suspicion. But what's going on has inspired me. So I'll take that as a positive, because 9 years ago, almost to the month, 9 years ago, I started down the path of writing what would have been my final book. And I backed off of it only because the inspiration for it started to get challenging. It's like I knew what I wanted to write. I knew what was happening. I knew why I felt the way I did, but I didn't really have the same appreciation. It's hard without a typewriter, to be honest with you. When I had a typewriter, ideas would flow. When you're on a computer, it's not the same thing for numerous reasons. So I still have the notes and I still have the initial drafts and the initial pages and the story outline and the character outline and everything else that I put together for this. I just have to tweak it a little bit, but generally I think I can wrap this up now, because the story that I started putting together, I would say 80%, not necessarily predicted, but 80% projected that we would end up where we are now. And it's led me to be confident now that it's easier for me to sense things that are coming. I can predict people's behavior way easier than I ever could. I can predict what's going to happen. Now, certain things still throw me for a loop, but they're the exception to the rule. It's easy for me to predict behaviors. It's easy for me to predict actions. It's easy for me to see what's coming. So when I started the book, there was no, obviously 9 years ago, there was no concern or worry necessarily in the world to the degree that we see today. So the story was truly a fictional work. It had nothing to do with anything factual. And now, as I read back through my notes and the bullets that I created for the synopsis, it's eerie. Because I wrote this so long ago, but in reading it, something was triggering my sense of clairvoyance. You know, the idea, I'll read you a couple bullets. When I said, appearance of ethics, but deteriorates into a theft of data. Sound familiar? Breach doctor-patient. Sound familiar? Position, can something be wrong that helps millions even if one dies? Now, this is the inverse of what we're talking about here. But it also is a very compelling question. And the reason I wrote that question is actually polar opposite to the current day applicability of that question. Can something be wrong that helps millions even if one dies? Uh, And there's a ton of others that I'm not going to share because they would essentially spoil it, but all of the bullets have some relevance to what's going on today and some relevance to what's been going on for the past 2 years. So I'm convinced I'm going to figure out how to force myself to tolerate typing on the computer for a lengthy period of time so that I can work on this book and complete it. Because I think I'm onto something. And at minimum, I want to have something that at least persists beyond me, that puts the story out there. This person knew what he was talking about. He wasn't wrong. And kind of go from there. So there's been a number of situations like this where I've had kind of this spotlight in my head of an idea, and something in real society has shown up and it said, you could be onto something here. And then it's turned out to be true either in part or in total. And I don't know why that happens. I don't know what causes it. I don't know what triggers it. I'm pretty sure it's not extra sensory, but there certainly is a clairvoyant aspect to it because of being able to see it. I told the story about talking to one of my exes to see how she was doing and already knowing long before I dialed the numbers what her reaction would be, not because of the past, but because of her personality and just being able to predict, you know, back when we were dating, you acted a certain way and I knew you wouldn't change. I knew that you hadn't gotten more mature. And so I expected already, this is what you're going to do. And I was spot on correct. All the way to the fact that she stayed on the phone with me for over 40 minutes, despite having this absolutely aggressive stance to her communication, it's because I know that in her mind, there's still an attraction, but she also can't stand the person I was, which is fine, and couldn't evolve out of it. I already knew that before I dialed. I already knew that we would get to this point of challenging with the stimulus, challenging economics. I already knew that there'd be an inflation issue. The moment Biden went into office, I knew that he would do everything in his power to basically piss people off, as he's done. I knew that people would start to get more and more inflamed when social media started taking off. I knew that Facebook would eventually start getting in trouble. All of these things are things that I predicted and I saw coming from a mile away, mostly because of evidence, but also just because of a gut instinct that it's like empires crumble, there are no exceptions. So all of which to say, I'm confident now that I have that. I'm confident now that what I'm sensing and what I believe, I'm going to go more for it. I'm not going to reject it or ignore it. I'm going to actually act on it, because I'm seeing more and more evidence that there's something there, and kind of see where it goes, starting with getting this book finished. And then once the book is finished, then obviously I run into a new challenge. Of course, people no longer want to read physical books. So I have to try to figure out how to overcome that, because we're not in the old days of doing book signings and book presentations and book marketing and so on. So I got to figure out what that means and how I get around it, so that people are exposed to it, because I believe that once they're exposed to it, I may very well make news outlets. Speaking of news outlets, I actually interacted with a company very recently, and I'll wrap this up, and the interaction with the company highlighted certain issues that I knew would turn into a bigger deal. Turns out there was a news coverage about that company very recently in August, and they were covering the exact issue that I identified, where I had talked to the company and told them, this is going to be a problem, I can help you fix it. And if you don't fix it, you're going to have major issues. And they basically blew me off, so I walked. So I've reached out to that news outlet. They may feature me on the news, so I may be seen on the news. That will check off another item on the bucket list, which is to be on the news someday. I've already been featured as president for a day. Now I want to be on the news. So that's what I'm doing. That's where I'm at. That's my brief update for today. Is I'm confident now that what I'm seeing and feeling is legit, and I'm going to go with it. I'm working on my book. I'm back on it. I'm not going to quit this time. I'll just have to see how long it'll take, because I have a lot to think about.